podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 20 with verses 3 through 5. Going out about 9 o'clock, the vineyard owner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Yesterday we finished what is called the St. Joseph's Holy Cloak Novena of 33 days, repeating this prayer, calling on the intercession of St. Joseph to help us understand and search for the ways of salvation in living every day an ordinary life of charity. We hope you enjoy it. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Amen. O glorious patriarch St. Joseph, we humbly prostrate ourselves before you, and we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We beg that the Lord Jesus, your Immaculate Spouse, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all the angels and saints in the heavenly court to join us in this devotion. We offer you this precious cloak while pledging our sincerest faith and devotion. We promise to do all in our power to honor you throughout our lifetime to prove our love for you. Help us, St. Joseph. Assist us now and throughout our lifetimes, but especially at the moment of our deaths, as you were assisted by Jesus and Mary, that we may join you one day in heaven and there honor you for all eternity. Amen. O glorious patriarch St. Joseph, prostrate before you and your divine Son, Jesus, we offer you with heartfelt devotion this precious treasury of prayers, being ever mindful of the numerous virtues which adorned your sacred person. In you, O glorious patriarch, was fulfilled the dream of your precursor, the first Joseph, who indeed seemed to have been sent by God to prepare the way for your presence on this earth. In fact, not only were you surrounded by the shining splendor of the rays of the divine Son, Jesus, but you were splendidly reflected in the brilliant light of the mystic moon, the Blessed Virgin Mary. O glorious patriarch, if the example of the ancient Jacob, who personally went to congratulate his favorite son, who was exalted on the throne of Egypt, served to bring all his progeny there, should not the example of Jesus and Mary, who honored you with their greatest respect and trust, serve to bring us, your devoted servants, to present you with the precious cloak in your honor? Grant, O great Saint Joseph, that the Almighty God may turn to a benevolent glance toward us, as the ancient Joseph did, not reject his guilty and cruel brothers, but rather accepted them with love and protected and saved them from hunger and death. We beseech you, O glorious patriarch, through your intercession, grant that the Lord may never abandon us in the exiled valley of sorrows. Grant that he may always number us among your devoted servants who live serenely under the patronage of your holy cloak. Grant that we may live always within the protection of this patronage every day of our lives, and particularly at the moment when we draw our dying breath. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those who've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie, and daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, in Jesus Christ, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 20 today with verses 3 through 5. One stanza poem. It's titled, Just Wage Offered Without Druthers. At 9 o'clock, marketplace idle, standing others. Vineyard mine, go as well. Just wage offered without druthers. At 3 and noon again others, he would tell. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's May 2nd, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. We close today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven. And Universal Utterings, as a good friend of mine, John, used to say. Blessings to you, John, today. As we close in the name of Jesus, we spent some time with our brother-in-law last night, Johnny. Jesus. 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 Only in the name of Jesus will we find eternity forever. Amen. God bless you.